From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Syrian ceasefire brokered by the U.S. and Russia appear to be generally holding Wednesday. State Department spokesman Mark Toner says the two nations' top diplomats talked.
I can also just add that as part of their conversation, they agreed to extend the cessation for another 48 hours.
Aid distribution to besieged towns and areas remained on hold. President Barack Obama has set a goal of admitting 110,000 refugees into the United States during the 2017 fiscal year. That number is about 10,000 more than his original goal and about 30% higher than this year. Media reports say Secretary of State John Kerry announced the new resettlement goal during a closed session with members of the House and Senate Judiciary Committees Tuesday. President Obama has announced that the United States is prepared to lift economic sanctions on Myanmar following talks at the White House with the country's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi.
It is the right thing to do in order to ensure that the people of Burma see rewards from a new way of doing business and a new government.
After their meeting Wednesday, both leaders spoke to reporters in the Oval Office. The president of the European Commission has called for a European headquarters for a common EU military force. Jean-Claude Juncker made the call in his annual State of the Union speech. Juncker said Europe's soft power is no longer sufficient to meet the challenges of the modern world. He said the EU must organize itself to work toward a common military force that would complement NATO. This is VOA News. European football's governing body elected Slovenian soccer head Alexander Seferin as its new president in an overwhelming 42-13 vote Wednesday.
About transparency, I think there are many things that should be done. One is term limit for the president and for the EXCO members. The second thing, for example, is that only active members in national associations can be UEFA EXCO members.
Seferin will take over the UEFA helm from disgraced former president Michel Platini. Hillary Clinton's doctor says the Democratic U.S. presidential candidate is recovering well from pneumonia and remains fit to serve as president of the United States. In a letter released Wednesday by the Clinton campaign, Dr. Lisa Bardach said the Democratic contender underwent a chest scan that revealed she had a mild, non-contagious bacterial pneumonia. Clinton plans to resume campaigning on Thursday. Republican Trump, meanwhile, plans to release medical information about himself Thursday during an appearance on the Dr. Mehmet Oz program. It is already known the candidate wants to lose some weight, joining millions of his countrymen who wish to do the same. The United States and Israel signed a landmark 10-year military assistance agreement Wednesday. The Memorandum of Understanding promises to provide Israel with a record $38 billion from 2019 to 2028. White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice underscored what she called the ironclad bond between the United States and Israel at a signing ceremony held at the State Department.
With the harmful sequestration spending cuts set to return in just a couple years, this MOU nonetheless greatly increases our military assistance commitment to Israel.
Susan Rice. India offered a large amount of money to Afghanistan Wednesday in development aid as it hosted Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, who is on a two-day visit. The two countries also signed an extradition treaty. Aisha Tazim has more.
On Wednesday, Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi met for the eighth time. Most of their discussions focused on terrorism, which they agreed was the biggest threat to regional peace. They also made a veiled accusation that their mutual neighbor Pakistan was supporting terrorist activity in the region, a charge Islamabad denies. Future cooperation between Afghanistan and India may include increased military or security assistance. Aisha Tanzim, Islamabad.
Taking a brief look at market activities on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were mixed at the close of trade today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.